Hey everyone, this is going to be a demo of Temporal. This is a turn-based time-traveling strategy game, I suppose is the best way to explain it. Essentially what's happening is you have the ability to travel backwards through time, and you're kidnapped by the government because I guess they're trying to study you and examine how your powers work, and you have to escape from their lab, I guess. And essentially the game consists of you walking around, attacking guards, and holding doors open so that you can walk through it. And to do lots of these tasks, or really to do them all, you have to use your time traveling power. This game was never finished, so keep that in mind. Also, be aware that this is a text-only game. There are no sounds, so you'll primarily be hearing me and the text-to-speech voice. So let's get into this. This is yet another game by Aprone or Jeremy.
Speech mode talk.
And let's run, go ahead and launch this.
Desktop documents window item. Sound temporal.
Temporal.
Item. Temporal.txt.
Here we go.
Welcome to Temporal, rough beta version 1.3b, by Aprone. Main menu.
So I'm going to hit down arrow.
How to play. Play the game. Load game. Exit the game. How to play.
So it's a very basic menu. Let's go through the how to play options.
Arrow down for information.
And let's hit the down arrow.
Temporal is a time-traveling, turn-based puzzle game, by Aprone. The game is currently a very rough beta, so please bear with me as I work out bugs and add more content to the game. I am posting this rough version because I am interested to know how the community feel about this game's concept. If it ends up being too difficult or too easy, I would like to know before adding too much more into the game.
Let me check my speech rate.
Pitch 50, rate 60.
Yeah, that should be okay for most people.
The game takes place on a large grid. Use the arrow keys to move around to inspect the environment. Press X at any time to jump to the tile you are currently on. Keep in mind that this is a turn-based game. You may take all the time you need planning your next move. The regular guards and scientists are not looking to kill you, only contain you for continued study. When you walk up to them, they will turn to face you. While facing you, you cannot attack any of these people because they would see the attacking coming and defend themselves. You must attack them from the sides or from behind.
That's important.
Armed guards follow the same rules as unarmed guards, except these men are attempting to kill you. In the dim light, these guards will only notice you when you walk right up to them. The moment you do, they will raise their gun and prepare to fire. If you aren't out of the way, by the next tick, you will be shot. Even if you get out of the way, the armed guards will still fire a shot in the direction they were aiming. Be careful you don't dodge a bullet, only for that bullet to hit and kill a past version of yourself. Hold shift, and press the arrow keys, to move around. With each movement, a single tick of time will pass. Press Z, at any time to hear what the current tick of time it is. Rather than running around frantically, carefully examine the situation and monitor the ticks of time carefully. Press Enter if you wish to simply stand still, while allowing a tick of time to pass. This is useful when you want time to continue moving forward, but you want to stay where you are. One example is when your character must hold down a button to keep a door open. Things really get interesting when you press the space bar. Pressing the space bar allows your character to travel forward or backward through time. An input box asks you to enter the tick of the exact moment and time you wish to travel to. You won't be allowed to go forward beyond the farthest point you've traveled, and you won't be allowed to go back before the moment you woke up.
Yep, so that's important too.
When you travel through time, your current position will not change. This means, if you walk to the right side of a room and then travel back in time, you will still be on the right side of the room. You will, however, see the older version of yourself on the left side of the room, walking toward you. You may wonder, what is the point of traveling through time if your current position stays the same? The important benefit is that all guards and doors will be as they were at the time you've jumped to. You will also be able to accomplish multiple tasks at the same time, since your older self can perform one task as you complete another. As you might imagine, really bad things happen if you interrupt other versions of yourself. To function as a temporal being, you have trained yourself to faithfully follow whatever plan you've come up with. This means, the older versions of you will do exactly what you did back when you were them. They will ignore you, and decother, so that they do not stray from the proper flow of events.
Okay, that's supposed to say each other, but I'm not sure why it's reading it like that. Anyway, let's continue. Let's continue.
If you accidentally do anything to disrupt a past self, you will have destroyed the continuity of your actions. This will cause you to lose the game. If, for example, you stood in the way of your past self walking across the room, you have changed when, and how, everything would have worked out leading up to where you are now. Avoid this at all costs. As you can imagine, with several jumps you could find yourself surrounded by past versions of yourself, each doing their own thing. You must take special care not to interrupt any of them. Skilled players will anticipate future versions of themselves, and will do things so that they will work to benefit themselves later on. To help you keep track of your past selves, use the arrows to select the tile they are on, and you will be told what action they are preparing to do when the next tick occurs. This is useful when standing next to a past version of yourself, so you can know, in advance, if they plan to walk to where you are currently standing, or where you plan to move next. To help end any confusion, I have used the terms up, down, left, and right, instead of the objective directions north, south, west, and east. Please keep that in mind while playing. Some people might have trouble wrapping their brain around this way of thinking. I wish you luck, and I hope this ends up being a unique and interesting style of game.
I really think it is, and it is a shame that it was never finished.
Previous menu. Main menu.
All right, so let's...
How to play. Play the game.
Play the game here.
Choose your mission. Mission 1, The Awakening. Mission 2, Up from the Depths. Previous menu. Mission 1, The Awakening.
Now, again, just before we get started, this might go on a bit long, so just be aware of that. This will be longer.
Arrow for backstory, or enter to begin.
Alright, so let's begin mission 1 and read the story.
You're aware. In an instant, you take in the sounds and smells of the room. How long have I been here? Where exactly is here? A flood of stray thoughts hits you, even as you ask yourself those questions. You somehow have answers, but not all of the answers you want. You're in a government facility, being studied because of your abilities. To keep you under control, they have been drugging you. Someone must have made a mistake, because you have woken up. You're aware. In an instant, you take in the sounds and smells of the room. You're in a government facility, being studied because of your abilities. To keep you under control, they have been drugging you. Someone must have made a mistake, because you have woken up.
Right, let's hit enter.
Your eye opens.
And here we are. So if I look at the map here, I'm going to hit the up arrow.
G9, your cell. G10, you are currently here.
So this is where I am. If I hit D and F, well, actually, it's not going to tell me much right now.
G9, your cell. G8, lab technician facing down. G7, cell door. This door is open. G8, lab technician facing down. H8, your cell. H7, wall. H8, wall. H8, your cell.
So right now I'm just exploring the immediate environment around me.
H9, your cell. H10, your cell. H11, wall. G10, you are currently F10, your cell. E10, wall. F10. G10, you are currently here.
So the technician...
G8, lab technician facing down.
Is at G8, and here is our first puzzle and first challenge.
G10, you are currently here.
I'm going to move one tile north, so I'm going to hold down shift and hit the up arrow.
Tick 1, 2 messages, G9.
And if I hit D and F, I can cycle through these messages.
You are in your cell. There is a lab technician at G8, facing down. The room is 9 tiles in size. Open door at G7.
Right.
G8, lab technician facing down. G9, you are currently here.
Now, what I'm going to do is, let's see, this is...
Tick 1.
Tick 1, right? So I'm going to move to the right to...
H9, your cell.
H9, and then up...
H8, your cell.
To H8. The guard will be on my left.
G9, you are currently here. Tick 1.
And this is tick 1, so this is important. So I'm going to move to the right.
Tick 2. 3 messages. The vault doors have sealed shut to protect the rest of the base. This probably happens automatically after authorized people enter or leave.
This is also very important for later.
You are in your cell. The room is 9 tiles inside. The vault doors have sealed shut to protect the rest of the base. This probably happens automatically after authorized people enter or leave. Tick 2.
But we're not going to worry about that right now.
H8, your cell. H9, you are currently here.
But that will be very important at the end of this mission because... as you can probably guess, in order to leave, you're going to have to jump back in time to the very beginning and walk through those doors while they're still open. Let's move up here.
Tick 3. 3 messages. H8. The lab technician at G8 has turned to face you.
Right, so I'm reading
the
messages.
You are in your cell. The room is 9. The lab technician at G8 has turned to face you. G8. Lab technician facing right. H8. You are currently here.
So ordinarily, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Tick 3.
Because this guard is facing me. But if I hit the space bar.
Time travel dialogue. Enter which tick point in time you would like to jump to. Edit selected 3.
Let's go back to 1.
Selection. Tick 1. 4 messages. H8. You have jumped through time.
I'm going to read messages with F.
You are in your cell. There is a lab technician at G8, facing down. there is a U at G9, is preparing to walk right. G8, lab technician facing down, G9, this is another U, who is walking right.
Right, so the guard is facing...
G8, lab technician facing down.
Facing down.
H8, you are currently here.
So let's hold down shift and hit left arrow.
Tick 2, 5 messages, G8. You have killed the lab technician at G8.
And I'm going to hit F.
The vault doors have sealed shut to protect the rest of the base. This probably happens automatically after authorized people enter or leave. Tick 2.
Yeah, so we're going to have to jump back to tick 1 to leave, but that's okay.
You are in your cell. There is a dead lab technician at G8. There is a U at H9 is preparing to walk up. G9, G8, you are currently here. H8, your cell. H7, wall. H9, this is another U who is walking up.
Now that me is going to walk up here.
H8, your cell.
And then time travel.
G8, you are currently here.
So I'm not worried about that version of me.
G7, cell door. This door is open.
Now the door is open.
G8, you are currently here.
Let's walk through the doorway.
Tick 3. This is an open doorway. G7. This is an open... G8. There is a dead lab technician. H8. This is another you who is preparing to jump through time.
And right there, there's that prior version of me that's about to time travel and disappear. And when you really think about it, it's kind of crazy because you've got previous versions of you that did things as you did them, and then they time travel and they disappear to presumably... go back and do those things. Yeah, my brain hurts.
G8, there is a dead lab technician. G7, you are currently here.
Okay, this is the open doorway.
G6, the lab.
Let's walk through here.
G7, you tick 4. 3 messages. Guards have noticed you and will lock down the room within moments. If you can, kill them before any are able to pull the alarm.
Okay.
You are in the lab. There are 5 people here. Guard at M5, facing left. Guard at I5, facing left. Guard at J6, facing left. Guard at J7, facing up. Guard at K10, facing up. The room is 26 tiles in size. Open door at G7. Door switch at J10. Closed door at L10. Closed door at E6. Closed door at M4. Closed door at E5. Guards have noticed you and will lock down the room within moments. If you can, kill them before any are able to pull the alarm.
Right, so as soon as I walk through here...
G7, cell door. This door is open. G6, you are currently here.
Okay, I'm right here. So I'm going to have to kill these guards. I'm not sure what happens if you take too long. I assume bad things. You lose. The room's locked down. But, of course, we have time travel on our side. They do not. So let's see here. We have...
You are in the lab. There are 5 people here. Guard at M5, H6, G6. You are currently F6, the lab. Tick 4.
Okay, so tick 4.
H6, the lab. I6, the lab. J6, guard facing left. J7, guard facing up.
Ooh, look at all these guards.
J8, the lab. J7, guard facing up.
Guard facing up.
J6, guard facing left. J7, guard facing up.
Let's see, so...
I7, J7.
J7.
G6, you are currently here.
This is tick 4.
Tick 4. Tick 5. 2 messages. H6. You are in the lab. The room is 26. I6. J6. Guard facing left. I6. The lab. H6. You are currently here. Tick 6. 3 messages. The guard at I5 has turned to face you. Tick 6.
Okay.
I6. You are currently here. J6. Guard facing left. I6. I5. Guard facing down. I6. You are currently here.
Let's go back to tick 4.
Time travel dial. Selection. Tick 4. 5 messages. You have jumped. The guard at I5 has turned to face you. You are in the lab. There is a I5 guard facing down. I6. You are currently here.
Oops.
J6 guard facing left. I6. You are currently here.
That was probably not the best thing to do.
Tick 4.
Tick 4. Maybe I should go to 3.
I7 wall. I6. You are currently here. J6, guard facing left. I6, you are currently here.
Wait a minute.
I7, I6, you are currently here. I5, guard facing down. H5, the lab. I5, I tick 4, time travel dialogue. Selection, a version of you is already in that spot, at that time. H6, I6, you are currently here. Tick 4. I5, guard facing down.
Oh crap, I think I just messed this up. This is why you have to be really careful. Because if you're not...
H5, the lab. H4, wall. The room is... You have jumped the guard at I... You are in the lab. There is a... You, at G6, is preparing to walk right. H5, G5, G4, wall. G6, this is another you. H6, the lab. I6, you are currently here. H6, G6, this is another you, who is walking right. H6, the lab. I6, you are currently here. J6, guard facing left. I6, I7, wall. I6, you are currently here. You have bumped into a previous version of yourself. Even this small change has destroyed the continuity of your timeline. Game over. Main menu. How to play.
Okay, let's try this again. I'm going to pause and come back when we get back to this point.
Temporal. Audacity. Audacity.
Because I messed this up. Okay, I'm back in the lab, and...
G6.
Let's look at here.
The room is 20. Guards have noticed you and will lock down.
Okay.
Tick 4.
This is tick 4. I've just walked through the doorway. Now, I think my first target...
H6, the lab. I6, the lab. I5, guard facing left.
Is this guy here at I5?
I5, I6.
So we need to make it over to I6.
G6, you are currently here. Tick 4.
This is tick 4. Keep this in mind.
Tick 5. Two messages. You are in the room is 20. Tick 6. Three messages. The guard at I5 has turned to face you. I5, guard facing down. I6, you are currently here. Tick 6. You are in the lab. The room is 20. The guard at I5 has turned to face you. I7, wall. I6, you are currently here. I5, guard facing down. H5, the lab.
Maybe I should have done...
I5, guard facing down. I6, you are currently here. Tick 7, two messages. I6.
Let's wait here, actually. Let him face me.
Tick 7.
And...
I5, guard facing down. I6, you are currently here. Tick 7.
We'll time travel back to tick 6 in just a moment.
Tick 8, two messages. Tick 9, three messages. I5, guard facing left. The guard at I5 has turned to face you. Tick 9. Time travel dialogue.
Inter
selection. Tick 6. Four messages. You have jumped through time. I5. Guard facing down. H5. You are currently here. I5. I6. This is. You are in the lane. There is a. You is standing still at I6. The room is 26.
Right. So the guard is looking at.
I7. Wall. I6. This is another you who is standing still. I5. Guard facing down. H5. You are currently here. Tick 7. Five messages. I5. You have killed the guard at I5. You are in the lab. There are four people here. Guard at M5, facing left. Guard at J6, facing left. Guard at J7, facing up. Guard at K10, facing up. There is a dead guard at I5. There is a, you, at I6, is preparing to walk left. I6, this is another you, who is walking left. H6, the lab. H5, the lab. I5, you are currently here.
Okay, so...
J5, the lab.
Let's see here.
K5, the lab. K4, wall. K6, the lab. K7, the lab. K8, the lab. K9, the lab. K10, guard facing up. J10, the lab. J9, the lab. J6, guard facing left. J5, the lab. J4, wall. J6, guard face. I6, this is another you, who is walking left. J6, guard facing left.
Now what I can do...
J7, guard facing up.
If I'm very careful...
J6, guard face. K6, the lab.
K6.
I5, you are currently here. J5, the lab. K5, the lab.
If I'm very careful...
K4, K6, the lab, J6, guard facing left.
I can hit this guard if I move myself to...
K6, the lab.
K6.
Tick 7.
Tick 7, okay, K6...
K5, the lab. I5, you are currently here. Tick 8, 5 messages. The guard at J6 has turned to face you. You are in the lab. There are four. There is a dead guard. There is a you at H6 is preparing to walk up. I5, J5. You are currently K5, the lab. J5, J6, guard facing up. J5, you are currently here. Tick 8.
Okay.
K5, the lab. K6, the lab. K5, the lab. K7, the lab. K5, the L5. J5, you are currently here. J6, guard facing up.
That's fine.
J5, you are currently here. Tick 8.
Okay, I think so. Tick 7 is where I'm going to be.
J6, guard facing up. J5, you are currently
so
here.
Move.
Tick 9, four messages. You are in the lab. There is a dead guard. There is a you is preparing to jump through time at H5. Tick 9. The room is 20 K6. The lab J6. Guard faith case K5. You are currently here. Tick 9.
We'll go to H.
Tick 10. Four messages. The guard at J6 has turned to face you. You are in the lab. Time travel dialogue. Selection. Tick 8. Five messages. You have. You are in the lab. K7. Case. J6. Guard facing up. J5. This is another you, who is walking right. K5. K6. You are currently here. Tick 9. Five messages.
Okay. J6. This guard's dead.
You have killed the guard at J6. You are in the lab. There are three people here. Guard at M5. Facing left. Guard at J7. Facing up. Guard at K10. Facing up. J7. Guard facing up. J6. You are currently. K6. The lab. J6. You are currently here.
No.
There are two dead people here. There are two other instances of you here. A, you, is preparing to jump through time at H5. A, you, at K5, is preparing to walk down. I6, J6, I6, H6, J6, K6, the lab, K5. This is another you, who is walking down. There are two other instances of you here.
Yeah, this is getting really confusing.
J5, the lab.
Because there's me and two more copies of me. So...
J6, you are currently here. J7, guard facing up.
Our next target is this guy at J7. What I'm going to try to do...
J6, you are currently... K6, the lab. K5, this is another you, who is walking down. K6, the
Let's
lab.
Let's not go that way.
J6, you are currently here. I6, the lab. I7, wall. I6, the lab. J6, you are currently here. J5, the lab. K5, this is another you, who is walking down. J5, J4, wall. J5, J6, you are currently here.
Okay, so...
K6, the lab. There are two dead people here. You are in the lab. You have killed. You are in the lab. There are three people here. Guard at M5, facing left. Guard at J7, facing up.
J7.
J6, you are currently here. J7, guard facing up. J6, you are currently here. Tick 9.
We'll just wait here.
Tick 10. Four messages. You are in the lab. There are two dead people here. There is a you is preparing to jump through time at K6. K6, this is another you who is preparing to jump through time. J6, you are currently here. I6, the lab. I7, wall. I6, J6, you are currently here. Tick 10.
Tick 10.
J7, guard facing up.
So I'm going to have to jump through...
J6, you are currently here.
Tick 8.
Tick 10. Tick 11. Three messages. You are in the lab. There are two dead people here. The room is 26. J7, guard facing up. J6, K6, the lab. K7, the lab. K J6, you are currently here.
Let's move here.
Tick 11.
Okay, this is tick 11.
Tick 12. Three messages. You are in the lab. There are two dead people. The room is 20. K7, the lab. J7, guard facing
okay,
up.
K7,
K6, you are currently here. Tick 12.
I really hope I've got this right.
Tick 13. Four messages. K, the guard at J7 has turned to face you. Tick 13. You are in the lab. There are three people here. There are two dead people. J7, guard facing right. K7, you are currently here. Tick 13.
I think if we go to...
Time travel. Selection.
Nine.
Tick 9. Five messages. K7, J7, guard facing up. J6, this is another you, who is standing still. You have jumped through time. You are in the lab. There are two dead people here. There are three other instances of you here.
Oh, geez.
A, you, is preparing to jump through time at H5. A, you, at K5, is preparing to walk down. A, you, is standing still at J6.
K5.
K6, the lab. J6, this is another you, who is standing J7, guard facing up. J6, this is another J K7, you are currently here. K6, the lab. K5, this is another you, who is walking down. K7, you are currently here. Tick 10. Five messages. You have killed the guard at J7. You are in the lab. There are two people here. Guard at, there are three dead people here. There are two other instances of you here. A, you, is preparing to jump through time at K6. A, you, is standing still at J6. J6, this is another you, who is standing still.
Okay.
Tick 10. J7, you are currently here.
Yeah, this game really makes you think.
J8, the lab.
Okay.
J7, you are currently here.
So I'm here.
K7, the lab. J6, the room is... There are two other instances of you here. A, you, is preparing to jump through time at K6. K6, this is another you, who is preparing to jump through time.
Preparing to jump through time there.
J6, this is another you, who is standing still.
Who's going to stand there.
J7, you are currently here. The room is 20. You have killed. The room is 26 tiles in size. Door switch at J10. Closed door at L10. Closed door. You are in the lab. There are two people here. guard at M5, facing left, guard at K10, facing up, I7, J7, K7, the lab, K6, this is another you, who is preparing to jump through time. K7, the lab. K8, the lab. K9, the lab. K10, guard facing up.
Okay, I think we'll get this guy at K10 here.
Tick 10, K9, K8, J7, you are currently here. Tick 11, four messages. You are in the lab. There are three dead people here. There is a you, at J6, is preparing to walk right. J7, there is a dead guard here. J6, this is another you, who is walking right. K6, the lab. K7, you are currently here. K8, the lab.
Okay, I should be good to move.
K7, you are current. K8, tick 12, four messages. You are in the lab. There are three dead people here. There is a you, at K6, is preparing to walk down. K7, the lab. K6, this is another you, who is walking down.
All right, so that prior version of me
tick 12,
is going to go
K7,
down.
K7, the lab.
And then I believe, if I'm remembering rightly, is going to try time travel and disappear, which is good for us.
K8, you are currently here. K9, the lab.
Right, so
K10, guard facing up. K9, L10, security room door. This door is closed. J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the door open.
Okay, that's a button that holds a door open.
J11, wall. J9, the lab.
Okay.
K10, guard face. K8, you are currently here. Tick 13, four messages. You are in the lab. There are three dead people. There is a you, is preparing to jump through time at K7. The room is 26. You are in the lab. K8, the lab. K7, this is another you, who is preparing to jump through time.
Okay, that instance of me is going to go away.
K8, the lab. K9, you are currently here. K10, guard facing up. K9, you are currently here. L9, wall. K9, you are currently
so
here.
If I want to take this guy
J9,
out.
The lab. J10, the lab. Holding the K10, guard facing up. K9, you are currently here. Tick 13.
Okay, this is tick 13. This is where I'm going to want to go back to in just a sec. I'm going to move left.
Tick 14. Three messages. You are in the... There are three dead people here. The room is 26 tile. J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the door open. J9, you are currently here. Tick 15. Five messages. The guard at K10 has turned to face you. K10, guard facing left. The door at L10 has just been opened. You are in the lab. There are three dead people here. J10, you are currently... Tick 15.
Let's go back to 13.
Time travel. Select. Tick 13. Five messages. You have jumped. You are in the lab. There are three dead people. There are two other instances of you here. A, you, is preparing to jump through time at K7. A, you, at K9, is preparing to walk left. J10, you are currently... I10, K10, guard facing up. K9, this is another you, who is walking left. J9, the lab. J10, you are currently here. Tick 14. Six messages.
Okay,
K10.
That guard's dead.
You have killed the guard at K10. The door at L10 has just closed. You are in the lab. There is a guard at M5, facing left. There are four dead people here. There is a you, at J9, is preparing to walk down. K9, K10, you are currently J10, the lab. Holding the J9, this is another you, who is walking down. J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the door open.
Now, here's the interesting thing. This copy of me is going to keep that door open for one turn. I'm not going to chance it like that. You can if you want to, but I'll get back to that in a little bit here. Our last objective...
K10, you are currently here.
Is...
L10, security room door. K10, J10, K10, you are currently... M10, security control. J10, J9, this is another you. The room is 26 tiles in size. Closed door at L10. You have killed the guard at the door at L10 has... You are in the lab. There is a guard at M5. Face I9, H, G, F, G, J, K9, L9, M9, security control room.
Oh, we have to go in here. Okay.
K10, L10, security room door. This door is closed.
Oh, sneaky, sneaky. Okay.
K10, you are currently here. L10, security room door. This door is closed. L10.
So that door is going to open in one turn.
Tick 14.
Maybe we can do this.
K10, you are currently here. J10, the lab. J9, this is another you, who is walking down. J10, the lab. Holding. K10, you are current. Tick 14.
Tick 15 is when that door opens.
Tick 15. Five messages.
So I'm going to hit enter to make one tick of time pass without doing anything.
The door at L10 has just been opened. You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. There is a you, is preparing to jump through time at J10. J10, this is another you, who is preparing to K10, you are currently here. L10, security room door.
Oh, you
this
know
door
what?
Is open.
This is not... Oh. Okay. I almost... made a mistake there. Because if I were to stand here, or if I were to walk through that door right now, I would be killed because the prior version of me would disappear and the door would close. So let's just wait here.
Tick 16. Four messages. The door at L10 has just closed. You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. The room is 26. The door at L10 has just closed. K10, you are currently here. J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the
door. So let's do this. We're going to...
K10.
Okay, this is...
Tick 16.
Tick 16. Oh, but you know what? If I do that... Yeah, this gets very complicated very quickly. Okay.
J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the door open. K10, you are currently here.
K10... Maybe.
Tick 16.
Maybe we can do this. I just have to think this through. If I...
J10, the lab. Holding this button keeps the door open. K10, you are currently here. Tick 16.
Okay, this is tick 16, right? So... Oof. This is why this can be very tricky. Okay, if I stand here...
Tick 17. Four messages. The door at L10 has just been opened. You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. The room is 20. The door at L10 has just been opened. K10, there is a dead guard here. L10, security room door. This door is open.
I have to get through here. The problem is...
J10, you are currently here. Tick 17.
Let's see, how should we do this? Door's open.
L10, security room door. This door is open. K10, there is a dead guard here. Tick 17. You are in the lab. There are four dead. The room is 20. The door at L10 has just been opened. K10, there is a dead guard here. J10, you are currently here. Tick 17.
17. Let's... I think we can do this.
Tick 18. Four messages. The guards have sealed off the lab in an effort to trap you inside. You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. The room is 26 tiles in size. Open door at L10. Closed door at M4. Open door at G7. Closed door at E6. Closed door at E5. The guards have sealed off the lab in an effort to trap you inside.
In an effort to trap you inside.
Tick 19. Three messages. You are in the lab. There are four dead people. The room is 20. Tick 19. Tick 20. Three messages. Tick 21. Three messages.
Just waiting.
Tick 22. Three messages. Tick 23. Three messages. Tick 24. Three messages. Tick 25. Three messages. J10.
All right, let's move up here.
Tick 26. Four messages. The door at L10 has just closed. You are in the lab. There are four dead people. The room is 20.
I may have just messed this up already, but...
J10, the lab. Holding. J9, you are current. Tick 26. Time traveled.
Let's go to 17.
Selection. Tick 17. Six messages.
Okay.
J9, you have jumped through time. The door at L10 has just been open. You are in the lab. There are four dead people. There is a... You is standing still at J10. The room is 20. You have jumped. K9, the lab. J9, you are currently here. Tick 18. Five messages. The guards have sealed off the lab in an effort to trap you inside. Tick 18.
So 18 is when they seal it off, but I think we can get past that.
You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. There is a... You is standing still at J10. K10, there is a dead guard here. K9, you are currently here. Tick 18. Tick 19. Four messages. You are in the lab. There are four dead people here. There is a... You is standing still at... The room is 26 tile. Tick 20. This is an open doorway.
All right, let's go through here.
Tick 21. Two messages. M10.
Okay.
You are in security control room. There is a lab technician at N9, facing down. The room is 5 tiles in size. Open door at L10. Door switch at M8. Computer at N8.
Okay.
You are in security control room. There is a lab technician. Tick 21. L10, security room door. This door is open. M10, you are currently here. The room is 5 tiles in size. Open door at L10. Door switch at M8. Computer at N8.
N8.
You are in security. The room is 5 tiles inside. N10, security control room. N9, lab technician facing down.
Technician's guarding the computer. That's fine.
M9, security control room. M8, security control room. Holding M10, you are currently here. Tick 21. Tick 22. 3 messages. The lab technician at N9 has turned to face you. M8, M9, you are currently here. N9, lab technician facing left. Tick 22.
All right, we'll do 22 then.
Tick 23. 2 messages. Tick 24. 3 messages.
Moving down and
N10.
Right.
Tick 24. Time trap. Select. Tick 22. 4 messages. You have jumped. You are insecure. There is a you at M9 is preparing to walk down. The room is 5 times. You have jumped through time. M10, security control room. M9, this is another you who is walking down. N10, you are N9, lab technician facing left. N10, tick 23. 4 messages. N9.
Take out this guard.
You have killed the lab technician at N9. You are in security control room. There is a you at M10 is preparing to walk right. The room is 5 times. M9, security control. N9, you are currently O9. N9, M8, M10, this is another you who is walking right. N10, security control. N9, you are N8, security terminal. N9, you are currently here.
Let's walk up to this terminal.
Tick 23, tick 24. 2 messages. You have hacked the computer and now know the password to the main doors. Walk up to the doors to enter the password. You are in security terminal. The room is 1 tiles in size. Door switch at M8. You have hacked the computer and now know the password to the main door. N7, wall. N8, you are currently M8, security control room. Holding this button keeps the door open. M9, security control room.
Oh boy, okay.
N8, you are currently here. You are insecure. You have hacked the computer and now know the password to the main doors. Walk up to the doors to enter the password.
Let me save the game actually here. So I'm going to hit escape.
Main menu. How to play. Exit. How to save current. Tick 24. 2 messages.
Yeah, so.
N8. You already know the door password. Walk up to the doors to enter the password.
Okay. If you hit escape and then hit it again, you are returned to the game, but I'm going to save.
Main menu. How to play the save current game. Save game dialog. Type the file name you wish
to
save.
Let's call this password.
The game saved as password. Press escape to return to the game. Tick 24. 2 messages. M8, security control room. Holding N8, you are currently here. L8, wall.
Ow.
M8, N8, you are currently here. Tick 25. 3 messages. The door at M4 has just been opened. You are in security control room. There is a dead lab technician at N9. The room is 5 tiles. The door at M4 has just been opened.
M4.
N8, M8, you are currently here. M7, wall. M9, security control room. L9, wall. M10, secure. L10, security room door. This door is open. K10, there is a dead guard here. The room is. The door at M4 has just been. J10, K10, M10, security control. J10, this is another you. J9, the lab. J10, this is another you who is walking up. J9, the lab. J8, the lab. J7, there is a dead guard. J6, there is a dead guard. J5, the lab. J4, wall. J5, K5, the lab. K4, wall. K5, L5, the lab. L4, wall. M5, guard facing left.
Ah.
M4, server room door. This door is open. M5, guard facing left. You are in the door at M4 has just. M4, server room door. This door is open. M5, guard facing left.
I should have killed the guard there. Oopsie. Well, we can. We'll figure it out.
Tick 25. You are insecure. The room is 5 tiles. The door at M4 has just been opened.
M4.
Tick 25.
Oh, man. Okay. So M4, that door is open.
The room is. The door at M4 has just been opened.
That's to the server room. I'm pretty sure that's our next objective.
M6, M5, guard facing left.
Because the next goal, I believe, is to destroy their research, and then you leave. So let's hold that door. Maybe I should just, let's see.
Tick 25, tick 26, 3 messages. The door at L10 has just closed. You are insecure. The room is 5 tiles. Tick 26, tick 27, 2 messages. Tick 28, 2 messages. Tick 29, 2 messages. Tick 30, 2 messages. Tick 31, 2 messages. Tick 32, 2 messages.
I'll leave this door open.
Tick 33,
for a little bit.
2 messages. Tick 34, 2 messages. Tick 35, 2 messages. Tick 36, 2 messages. Tick 37. 2 messages. L5, the lab. M5, guard facing left. M8, you are currently here. L8, wall. M8, tick 37. M9, security control room. M8, tick 38. 3 messages. The door at M4 has just closed. L9. Wall. M9. You are currently here.
Oh.
Tick 38.
I'm starting to lose track of things.
M10. Security control. M9. You are currently here. Tick 39. Two messages. L10. Security room. M10. You are currently here. Cannot walk through the closed door. Int. M10. You are currently here. Tick 39.
Let's go back to...
Time travel.
Say 26.
Selection room. Tick 26. Five messages. You have jumped through time. The door at M4 has just been opened.
Oh, wait. Am I gonna...
You are in security control room. There is a dead lab technician at N9. There is a... You is standing still at M8. The room is five times. You have jumped through L10, security room door. This door is closed. M10, you are currently here. Tick 26. Time travel dialogue. Selection.
23.
A version of you is already in that spot, at that time.
Oops, let's not do that.
Time travel. Selection.
24.
4. 2.
25.
Tick 25. 5 message. L10, security room door. This door is open. K10, there is a dead guard here. K9, the lab. K11, wall. Pate, you have jumped. The door at L10 has just been open. You are insecure. There is a, you, is standing still at M8. The room is 5 times. L10, Pate10, there is a dead guard here. L10, secure. M10, you are currently, you have been smashed by one of the building's large steel doors.
Oh.
In time, they will be able to clean you up, but some poor janitor is going to have a rough day. Game over. Main menu. How to play.
And that was a miscalculation on my part. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't play this. I think this is better done as just an overview. Holy cow. Okay, well, yeah, as you can see, I
exit the game.
Miscalculated that.
Audacity.
And I got killed by a closing door. That's lovely. Which just goes to show that you really have to plan things. But that is a really cool game. Oh my gosh, such a cool concept. And there are two missions like that. So, hopefully you guys have enjoyed this. But I do. I think just like Castaways, this is something that could literally take you hours to play. So I'm probably not going to play this. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this. As always, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, if you want to get in contact with me, just let me know in the comments. And until next time, you guys take care.